Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and my co-host is Veronica McMillan of the Micro Nonprofit Network, Incorporated. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. We welcome you to the show tonight. If this is your first time tuning in, thank you so very much. If you are a long-time listener, we thank you as well. We love doing this show on Thursday night, and we couldn't do it without you and your participation. So, Veronica and I, thank you. I want to shout out to my sister friend, my business partner, my partner in crime, Veronica McMillan, celebrated her birthday on yesterday. So, happy, happy birthday to my dear friend. Tonight, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the Micro Nonprofit Network, a little bit about Issues Concerning Women, the program, and then we're going to jump right into our topic for tonight. The Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. The Issues Concerning Women program helps their families reach long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. Veronica and I are dedicated to serving the community. We want to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women and their families through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy programs. We are dedicated to making a difference. So again, thank you, listening audience, for being with me tonight. I'm not sure if I'm going to be solo or not. Veronica may still be celebrating her birthday, so if she doesn't hop on, that's okay. We're going to keep it moving as well. This week has been a week of heartbreaking tragedies from one thing to the next. And before we can start to process what has actually happened, then something else happens again. I know last week Veronica did a moment of silence for the individuals who lost their lives in New York. Then this week, here we are right back again with the shooting of those precious babies in Texas. I am heartbroken. I am trying to figure out how do we move from one point to the next, because it seems like we're not having a moment to grieve for one event before another event is happening. And so at this moment, we're going to take another moment of silence for those little babies in Texas. And thank you, listening audience, and my sister girl is here with me tonight, and so I'm going to bring her to the mic, and I just told them, Veronica, about your birthday, so happy birthday, my sister. I know we, I was just talking about we go from one thing to the next. We don't even get a minute to pause and to breathe, but we are thankful that we are still here, and but also in prayer for those families. And I know some people are saying prayer is not enough, but prayer is what we know how to do, and we know that prayer changes things. So hello, my sister friend. Welcome to the show tonight. How was your birthday
on yesterday? Hello, Francine.
The birthday was absolutely wonderful. You know, didn't do no whole bunch. You know, as you get older, you don't do a whole bunch. But just basically just being thankful for, you know, another day, another opportunity to continue to do what we do in the world today. And so, it was a really, really good day for me yesterday. So thank you for asking.
Well, happy birthday, my sister. And, you know, I celebrate along with you, even though I'm not with you, but, you know, celebrate with you and lift you in celebration because you are a dear, dear friend, and not just a bit as far as our relationship goes way beyond that. We have locked arms and hearts and are on this mission together. So I thank God for our friendship. And as you celebrate another year, I celebrate with you. So, yay!
Thank you.
So tonight, I know hearts are heavy, Veronica. Oh, hearts are so heavy. And I was just talking about we don't even get a chance to fully, you know, comprehend what has happened in one instance, and then there's something else that we're dealing with. And it's like this, and something has to change. And I know we talk about prayer and hope and you know, something has to change, but Veronica, I am heartbroken and being teary-eyed. And every time I see those babies, I don't want to look, but I have to look because I have to know, you know, and I have to continue to pray for their families and for all the folks that are involved. And then praying for the folks who don't fully seem to understand the dynamics of this whole thing, and politics comes into play, which angers me, along with being heartbroken. Mm-hmm. And so I just am just taken aback again, because you want to talk about it's not the gun, but you don't want to talk about the solution to solving this problem here in America, because you know other countries don't have this problem. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know it's in America where we have massacres of people. And I know there are wars and other things that happen, but this happens in America, and it keeps happening. You want to talk to women, and you want to talk to us about not killing our unborn fetus, but you don't want to talk to us about keeping our babies alive that are already here. So, this, you know, it blows my mind. So I'm going to let you talk a little bit, my sister friend. So thank you for coming on the show tonight, and God bless you. And thank you.
You're welcome. I know it does. It leaves everybody speechless, but I think one of the things that we really have to do is we really have to have some sort of united plan in place, because, again, I don't think that the horrific, you know, things that's going on is really changing the hearts and minds of individuals who basically have, you know, the power to change different rules and policies and procedures. And I think that, you know, we it's one of those things where everybody's going to have to get involved. And until everybody sort of gets involved and stops saying, hey, that the police got to handle that, or the nonprofits or the business or the locals and all that stuff. And as long as you got preachers in mega churches and all of that stuff talking about gun rights and all of this stuff and all it's just a groundswell for craziness, and unfortunately it's going to happen again, because this is the kind of stuff that you know, those who are evil spirit love that. They love the fact that everybody's spun up and doing this stuff. But we've seen the emotion and the tears and all. And I don't want to sound like I'm a cynic or anything, but I'm really just tired of us just kind of sitting on the wayside and thinking that this is going to, that somehow or another somebody else is going to do it while we don't get involved. And until we get involved holistically, until everybody sees that not only is it the police, the government, is your neighbor across the street, is the people, you know, it's the people in the pews at church. Is if we can come together with a plan. Okay, so what do we do? You know, what do we do if somebody is 18 can go in there and get a gun, it's legal? What could you do that basically gun owners would be on board and say, hey, you know, XYZ just bought this, and I just want y'all to know. You know, it's, we have to come up with some sort of comprehensive plans, Francine. And so that's sort of kind of where I'm at now, because I know all we're doing is just like the same emotion when George Floyd was killed. Everybody was spun up, and people were crying and sending, you know, open letters and all that stuff. Look at where we are 2 years later. We're right back in the same space that we were in. You know, Sandy Hook happened, all of this stuff. This is not the first time somebody's gone in there, and unfortunately it won't be the last, because this is what those who are following evil love, and unfortunately they got, you know, it's so politicized to the point we're in. They know soon as this thing just calms down a little bit, we're going to be right back to the same thing, because we're kicking the can. We want somebody else to do it, but we won't get involved. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I think that's the thing that sort of kind of rubs me the most is we have this bystander syndrome. Okay, I'm not going to do it. You know, I'm going to say my prayers, but you do it, Francine. You go do something. You go tell to this. You go do this, that, or the other. Let the police do it. Let the FBI, while we sit at home and do absolutely nothing. So that's sort of kind of where I am, because it burns me up that I know next month, you know, or in the next 2 months, when this dies down, if we don't have another shooting, that everybody's going to go back to their neutral corners, Francine, and we're going to be having this discussion, what are we going to do?
Right.
So, anyhow, that's just my 2 cents worth on that.
And I get it, because I know that we're very emotional, and we talk a lot about how we're feeling, but there's no action behind the words that we say. And for me, and being, and for those who don't know, I am a pastor. I'm a community leader. I'm president of all these organizations. But it doesn't make any difference when people's hearts are not changed. Because we're going to talk about it. We're going to cry a little bit. We're going to pray a little bit. And just like Veronica said, we're going to go back to doing what we're doing. But what can we do? And I was having a conversation with my brother on yesterday, and it's so many issues of what can we do? You know, what can we do about women not having to go back to doing abortions like they used to do with coat hangers and castor oil? What can we do about that? What can we do about the 18-year-old who's old enough to buy a gun and shoot people, and nobody does anything to prevent this from happening? Nobody says anything because it's normal. What can we do about the financial situation of the people who are living in poverty? What can we do about the homeless? What can we do? It's so many of the what can we do. Until hearts are changed, nothing's going to matter, because it's a matter of the heart. Because if you feel like what you say is right, and then you stand on that, that's where you are. And you're not going to change. And then we throw this stuff out there about this political party or that one, because I have to be, you know, nonpartisan because of the positions that I am in. But then I look at those who say that they love the Lord. And this is where I have a problem, Veronica.
Yeah.
You say that you love the Lord, but you do nothing to help God's people. And I do not understand that. So as a pastor and as a leader, are you helping to soften the hearts? Are you helping to change situations, or are you just fueling the fire? Because you know that nothing's going to change. Nothing has changed in you. We have so many false prophets. We don't even know who's real anymore. And I can say this because I'm a pastor. You know, I can say it.
That's right.
So when I'm feeling worried and weary, and I'm focused on my thoughts about what God has planned for us and what he wants us to do, all I can do is go to prayer, and then I let him tell me what he wants me to do, and then I ask him for the wisdom so that I make the right decisions. And then finally I ask God for the strength and the courage to fulfill the responsibilities that he has given me. But who else is doing it, Veronica? I just don't know. And I'm like, I'm only one. But I can continue to speak to how good
God has been to me, but I can't tell the mother who just lost her baby that was shot down in school, I know how it feels, because I don't know how it feels.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, that's exactly right. So, yeah.
What do we do? So, well, anyway, you know, I can get on this thing, and I know we must focus on the prayer, and that's the main thrust to accomplish God's will and purpose on earth. And I know that we have to do that. And the forces against us have never been greater than they are right now. And I don't want to be over the top and spiritual and whatever, but the truth has to be told. And there is only one way we can release God's power, and that's by continuing to speak about the goodness of how good God is. And hopefully we soften one heart, you know.
Yeah.
Hopefully we change somebody's mind. Because this thing is not going to stop, Veronica, because it's a matter of the heart. They've gone to their
totally agreement.
And they're not coming out fighting because they don't have nothing else to fight for. This is what I believe. This is what I'm going over here, and I'm going to stand on this. You can be wrong. It's two left shoes. You know, but that's what you believe, and that's what you stand on. So, and it's a shame, and I want to change the subject, but I got to say this. And looking at the world the way it is, we know something has to happen. We know that God said he wouldn't come back and do flood again, and he wouldn't come back and do a fire. And he wouldn't send the locusts. But what is going to happen? If something has to happen for something to change. And so I don't know what that is. I'm just, you know, praying that, you know, he just don't have to take all of us out. Because he said he's not coming back until we all know who he is.
Right.
So that's not going to happen right away. We already know that, you know, because people say they never going to, you know, go to church. They don't believe in it. And whatever they believe in, that's fine. I have nothing to do with that. All I know is how good he has been to me. And what my assignment is, and I have to stay on that. And so, Veronica, we're going to change the subject now because you know I can stay on this for the next 15 minutes.
Understood.
I know. And it's hard because we want to be normal, but we don't even know what normal is. You know, I was talking to my brother about when I go to the grocery store, and I have to think about what time it is. It used to, you just get in the car and just go to CVS or go to Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm like, what time is it? I wonder what kind of people are in there right now. You know, is it people just getting off work or somebody who didn't have any food today and he's mad at somebody and he's just going to kill me because I just look like I could be killed, you know, in the parking lot.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so sad because I've gone to a little corner store, I just wanted to run in and give me a donut, but I don't. I'm like, it don't look right. It don't feel right because, you know, I'm all in my feelings. So I just drive away, and I'm hungry as I don't know what, but I don't go get no donuts. It's a donut worth me getting killed over, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just sad. And then when my son and my husband leave the house, I'm praying until they come back, and my kids, they don't even live with me. You know, if my daughter tells me she's going somewhere, I'm praying until she calls me back and say, Mom, I'm home. You know, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we in this crazy world. But
something's
gonna happen. I just don't know what. I don't know when.
Yeah, we just gotta let God be God and let God do what we do, and we continue to, we keep on, you know, carrying the torch that we have and impact the people that we're supposed to impact, and just keep on. We just, you know, we basically just keep on doing what we do. Just keep doing what you do, and let God do whatever that God is going to do, because some of us are going to impact, you know, some people in the pack 10, some will impact 10,000, you know what I mean, 100. So we just have to do, you know, what we're supposed to do, what we believe God has called us to do. And if it's not centered around love, and that when everything is said and done, it's supposed to be love. And all of this stuff where people, whether it's in the White House, the church house, your house, my house, when it's not standing on love, I got a problem with that. And I don't care how long you've either been in the ministry, the business, the wherever, the, you know, whatever that you've been doing, that this thing, anything that's about God is about love, and you cannot spin it any other kind of way. Nonetheless, that's kind of where we have to continue to do our fight for the kingdom is just basically do the good work that God has granted us to do and just continue to do and just believe that God is going to provide the increase to whatever that is. And with that said, I wanted to basically, Francine, just throw out there some things that you and I are going to be doing because I really, really want, and the listening audience knows that you and I have been, you know, business partners, you know, we've been out here doing what we've been doing for years, but we know that we want to amp it up and shake it up a little bit, and we're wanting to do some things at our office, and one of those things basically is our diversity inclusion conversation. And I've been today just kind of jotting down names and organizations and people that, you know, you will want to invite because, again, I think part of our issue, regardless of it, this, the gun stuff, is that we stay in our own corners. We basically support those that support and people that don't look like us. We don't invite them into the space. If you're a $1 million company and I'm a $50,000 company, you think you don't need me because you're a $1 million company. And until we can break that cycle, I think that we're going to kind of chase the tail again. But I do want to throw out there to our listening audience, June the 18th from 11:30 to 1, we're going to have a diversity, equity, and inclusion conversation at our office in Virginia Beach. And so if you're in the area or you know someone that we can connect, whether they're in college, whether they, you know, they're a professor or another business. I got a few emails. I'm going to send an email out. You and I collaboratively, Francine, want to work on the flyer. I pull something out. But just want to invite people out for that part of that conversation because, again, I think if we think diversity is just get one transgender person, a black person, a white, a Hispanic, and you got diversity. Diversity is far more than that. And we have to figure out how do we basically change, if you will, just the definition or how we perceive diversity should be, or do we just do the same thing and just slap another name on top of it? You know what I mean? Because I think we're good at doing that. So I want to do that. Absolutely. And then, of course, we're going to, in the month of June, more toward the end of the month, discuss Viola Davis's book, Finding Me, which is, I think it's just so timely for where we are because I think people are lost, that people do not know who they are, and they are jumping around into any and everything in the core, the authentic self. They've lost that. And so those are two things that I'm promoting for us that we know in the month of June that we're going to be doing, along with all the other things that we're going to be doing. But I did want to just throw that out there to those who listen to us, and we just really want to try to just cast a wide net and really across the board, white folk, black folk, Hispanic, Asian, young, old, trans. We don't care. Diversity, and we got to have that conversation and stop saying, you got to look like me, act like me, walk like me, love me, go to church with me like me, and in order for me to accept you. And we, you know what I mean? And so that's sort of kind of what I wanted to put out there, Francine. So thank you for allowing me to say that.
Oh, absolutely, because, you know, you need to shut me up or turn my mic off because I ain't get the rolling girl. we have to talk about these things. We can't, you know, just gloss over them. And we also have to keep it moving, as we say, you know, because I was I have this vision in my head of the upward bound escalator, and each day we're on the escalator and we're getting closer and closer to heaven. And if you can just imagine that, and you're standing on your escalator step, whoever you are, you know, and each day in every 24 hours you're getting closer and closer to the end. And because we don't know when the end will come, you know, I may go out and walk off the curb and that'll be my end, you know. And but the important thing is, what am I doing in the in-between? You know, what am I doing in my 24-hour period that's significant? And what am I doing that's going to be pleasing to the assignment that God has given to me? So when we're on, you know, and I don't use a lot of metaphors and all that because I'm not really good with that, but it just came into my mind. And I had seen this cartoon one time about they were on the stairway to heaven. And so I was like, well, I don't want to be on the stairway because that means I got to climb it. So I would rather be on the escalator and just keep moving in those 24-hour periods and doing the things that God has ordained for me to do. But knowing that each day as I get older, because like Veronica just said, we've been in this game for a long time. We didn't just start this, you know. And so we know that we're making an impact in the community. We fully understand that. But we also know that there's much more for us to do, and we just have to keep it moving mm-hmm. each day. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. I'm just delighted in that as well, even though, you know, we just don't know what tomorrow brings. But we know what we can do today, you know, and we're going to plan and mm-hmm. do whatever. And so, Veronica, can you tell everybody how they can get in touch with you if they have a need for questions or
sure.
comments?
Yeah, definitely. Certainly you can contact me at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org, and you can go to our website at micrononprofitnetwork.org to connect with me. And again, we are every week we say only serious inquiries, so that would
yes.
be the way to connect with me.
Absolutely. And for me, you can go to issuesconcerningwomen.org, or you can email me at icwdirector@gmail.com. And please be somebody that you know you want to talk to me, and you know I want to talk to you, please, because I get so many emails now. I'll be like, who are these people?
Yeah.
And what do you want?
Yeah,
I love
all
you
kinds
all.
Of craziness
you all,
coming across.
And, you know, it's so funny because,
yeah.
you know, we put our information out there because we are an information radio program. People are
mm-hmm.
emailing me, asking me to do stuff and buy stuff, but it's no relationship. And you have to
no
remember,
relationship.
Yes, we have to build a relationship first. Don't email me to buy something from you and you never had a conversation
exactly.
with me. You know,
we haven't had a conversation.
Yes, and that's what we mean by be serious when you email me. Hey,
mm-hmm.
I want to get to know Veronica
mm-hmm.
McMillan, or I want to get to know more about
right.
issues concerning women
yeah.
and raising. What do you do? Let's build those relationships, and that's what that diversity
yeah.
and inclusion conversation is going to be about. You can't come to
mm-hmm.
me, and I'm going to just go ahead and put it out there because you know what I do, and you see dollar signs, and you think I'm going to be doing
mm-hmm.
some great stuff for you. That's not going to happen. Let me just tell you
no.
right now, we're going to have to build
yeah.
that relationship. Build that trust factor, because that's so important. Because everybody wants
exactly.
everything now. Nobody wants to put the work
yep.
in. And I think that's the problem
yep.
with diversity, equality, and inclusion. Nobody wants to
mm-hmm.
work. We just want to come together, have a kumbaya, and then, you know, okay, you do this, and then we go our separate ways. No, that's not what we want. We want to build those
mm-hmm.
relationships. We want to form alliances with each other, and no matter what your culture is, so that we can fully understand what it is that you're needing, because I only see the outside piece. I don't really know what's going on in the inside, and nor do you for us, you know? So
right.
I think I'm so excited about this, and you know, June is my Women's Month anyway, so this is just like perfect and right on time, so loving it, and I'm just excited. So anybody who wants to get more information about the diversity and inclusion, please send us an email or go to our Facebook page, because we're there, and you can have conversations with us
mm-hmm.
there, only if you're serious. And
yep.
I'm just so excited that we had this conversation tonight. I was trying to keep it, you know, not from all being boom and doom, and I think we did pretty good, my friend, as we always
yes,
do.
Yes, we did.
But thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. I'm so happy that you had a happy birthday, and I salute you and I celebrate you, my friend. And we know we have
thank
much
you.
Work to do. And to our listening audience,
yeah.
we thank you as well. Come back next week. For another episode of Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. We just love having you here. Our show is growing again. We have all those upward motions in the graph, so I'm excited about that. And so we just love you guys, and thank you so much for being a part of our show each week. So everybody have a safe and happy Memorial Day. Be kind, be human. Anything else, Veronica, you want to share?
No, I think that is it. And just love somebody. Stay in a position
yes.
of love.
Absolutely. Love conquers all. Good night, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Good night.
We'll
bye-bye
see
now.
Y'all next week. Bye-bye. You have been listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show with your hosts, Francine Allen Humphrey and Veronica McMillan. We will be back next Thursday for another episode of Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. God bless.